Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mary Gilchrist, who helps organize a sports equipment exchange program in Washington that's open to the community.
Last year, the middle school was interested in putting together a program to keep used sports equipment for local students who were needing some equipment. And so the Washington Middle School's Parent in Education program had on their agenda to put something like this together. And I had joined the group at that time and had offered up to make a contact with the Y in 2017 in the fall to see if they could partner with us.
And with the sports equipment exchange program, how does it work for those who want to donate or those who are looking for maybe the next size of cleats that they need?
So anyone who has a donation can do either two things. They can drop equipment off at the Y anytime and let the Y know it's for the exchange and it will be taken up to the exchange. We are also open the first Saturday of every month, school month, with the exception of December. And they can drop off any equipment from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon on those Saturdays.
So if you're home over Christmas break and you come across some sports equipment from a few seasons ago that doesn't fit anymore, they can just take it to the Y.
Yep, they can take it to the Y and they can let the staff at the Y know that it's for the exchange and it will be sent up to the exchange room. The exchange is actually housed on the third floor of the Y. When people come to the Y for the exchange, they'll be directed to the third floor, and then they can come in and see what we have. And if there's some equipment that they need, they're welcome to have it. And it can also be a free will exchange. But generally, we're open that time frame. But we're also happy to help them. They can also call the Y at 653-2141, and we can see if we have what they need.
And are there certain items that you accept, or are there certain sports?
We are actually open to every sport. In fact, we have we were given a left-handed set of golf clubs. And over the summer, a student was looking for one, and they contacted the Y, and they needed specifically left-handed, and we took it. We're always looking for basketball shoes. We're always looking for cleats. There's a soccer program in town, so it runs year-round. We're always looking for soccer equipment. Always looking for that next size up for students. The only thing we don't accept are personal items like singlets and guards.
And with this, are there certain ages?
This is open to all ages. So our local sports program called WASP, they actually have students who are participating all the way down, I believe, to 3 and 4 years old for the program. So we accept all sizes. We've been really lucky because some of the equipment has come down from the University of Iowa, and we're looking for a special pair of person who has a size 16 cleat that came down from the university. So we do get lots of different sizes, all sports. Even over the summer, a lot of the coaches will give us a call, like baseball and softball, and call and ask us if we have one particular size. So we were giving away equipment even last summer.
And it's a nice way to make sure that equipment gets used because kids grow so quickly.
Yeah, a lot of times, especially like guards and basketball shoes especially, they stay inside the whole time. So when they come to us, they're generally quite clean.
And with this, can you again remind us when the next drop-off pickup is?
So for the month of December, we're doing the December donation drive. And that means that the exchange has been giving away a lot of their equipment. And we're now ready to restock our lightly used or new equipment. In the month of December, we're also offering an incentive. So for each donation that you drop off to the Y, we're going to give you an entry for a drawing. And that drawing is going to lead to a Shields gift card, which they generously gave us. So we're looking for balls, helmets, shin guards, bats, cleats, gloves, anything that is in good shape that you would pass down to your own children. And that's the entire month of December, and you can drop those off at the front desk of the YMCA in Washington and just let them know that it's for the exchange, and that's the entire month of December.
And you said it can also be new.
Yeah, we do have a lot of new equipment. Sometimes you buy shoes for your kiddo and you hold them and realize they actually grew through that whole size. That happens to me a lot with my son.
Yeah, where you find something at a good price, and by the time season rolls around, it's not the right size.
Yeah, or you buy something and it's not their style and it's not comfortable for them. Shin guards are a big issue because they change all the time.
Again, people are welcome to do this, especially during the month of December.
Yep, and you can drop off any donation any time of the year, but in December, we are offering the incentive to win the Shields gift card, which they provided for us.
And what kind of feedback do you hear from families when they stop by and they find that thing they were looking for?
Families are really excited because sometimes multiple kids and families are participating in sports. I know in basketball, we had a family come and they had two sons. And they both were able to find not only a pair of basketball shoes, but a backup pair. And they were pretty excited and they gave us a donation. And they were just excited that not only that we had this in our community, but that we were using equipment again and it wasn't winding up in a landfill. It wasn't winding up in a closet and not being used. And the biggest response we hear is we're excited that it gets to be used again.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Mary Gilchrist, who helps to organize a sports equipment exchange program in Washington that's free to the community and housed at the YMCA. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.